before you open your mouth. Turn on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and turn off the sound. Pretend you've never seen or heard Jay Leno before. Now tell me, is this guy funny? You laughed, didn't you? If not, I bet you smiled. Why is this? How does it happen? The very first impression Jay Leno gives off comes from his deliberately playful body language. Because we have an inherent tendency to align ourselves with other people's attitudes, we start to feel the same way within the first couple of seconds of seeing him, even with the sound off. Jay's body language is a result of his mental attitude, of his disposition to act in a certain way. He makes a conscious decision to act the way he does. The result is that his body sends out a message that everyone understands. This doesn't happen by accident. He chooses his attitude. He gets in the mood before he goes on. Anyone can do it if they want to. Maybe you've walked up to two people you know at work and realized too late that they're in the middle of a huge argument. You say, hello. They look up at you and pretend nothing's going on and smile and say, ooh, Bryant, how nice to see you. They chat pleasantly with you for a moment, and as soon as you excuse yourself and are out of sight, they go back at it. There are two distinct classes of attitude, useful ones which attract and useless ones which repel. Here's a rundown of a few really useful attitudes and really useless ones. Useful attitudes could be warm, enthusiastic, confident, supportive, relaxed, obliging, curious. Really useless attitudes when you're meeting someone for the first time would be angry, sarcastic, impatient, bored, disrespectful, arrogant, pessimistic. Choose a really useful attitude that feels right for you from the list that just went by.